Hello, everyone, and welcome back to your favorite all-queer D&D-based podcast. My name is Dusty, my pronouns are they, she, and I play Ivy Nightbreeze Tinkerfae, whose pronouns are she, her, and it snowed for the first time today. It's currently snowing and sticking, and I don't really think I'm ready for the snow.
It's November. Hello, everyone. My name is Ariana, my pronouns are she, her, I play Alara Spindlespark, whose pronouns are also she, her, and it's a new mother effin' arc, and I am so excited because we finished Oladel and now it's new stuff. Hooray! We completed something.
Yay!
Yay!
Hello, folks. My name is Wayra, my pronouns are she, they, and I play Varys, whose pronouns are he, they, and I'm so excited for new stuff. New arc.
Yay!
Who dis?
New arc, who dis?
New arc, who dis?
Oh, because we're back from a month break, by the way. Welcome back. Also, I do need to say something because it might happen in this episode. Huge shout out to one of our Green Fiend Patreon supporters, Jen Bear, whose NPC you will see potentially in this episode. If not, I'll just save this for next episode. And if you would like a chance to name an NPC, but not only name them, like create an NPC for us to put into the podcast, join our Patreon because it is a perk that you get. And help us help keep the lights on around Rainbow Dice Club.
Yeah. Neighbors are dragging corpses again upstairs, so like,
well, your money won't help with that.
No.
You know.
It could.
Who knows?
Bury the body fees. No.
Bury the body fees.
It's actually soundproofing fees.
Obsessed.
Yes. It's like all I can hear is them dragging furniture around right now.
Oh my god. Wild. Okay, are we fucking ready?
Ready when as I'll ever be.
A note regarding content warnings. This campaign is a dark fantasy that deals consistently with topics of body horror, complicated relationship dynamics, emotional distress, fantasy violence, gore, mechanized spiders, mental health and illness, profanity, and romantic and sexual relationships. A full list of episode-specific content warnings can always be found in the show notes of each episode. Last time, a chapter closed on our story as the unlucky ones left Oladel. Before leaving, though, they were teleported to Velryth's library, where the famed Dragon of Elisora gave our heroes a magical gift. Ivy took a ring of protection, granting her a higher AC. Alara took a gem imbued with lightning magic. And Varys took a small spellbook with a few spells that used to be used in Elisora before the Forsaking. Velryth then sent them back to Oladel, where Ivy rounded up a new crew, which included Novik, Felix, Ghost Doran, and a handful of guards, and they set off to Politonia. We pick up now with Chuo and co. on the road again. Welcome back to the story, friends. So we're making our way north, out of Oladel, following the path that Rayla says she's on. We have Novik, we have Felix, we have Ghost Doran probably, and we have, I think I said like 10 guards, plus a horse with a wagon that has, I can't remember if you figured out what was in it last time. I think you didn't.
Novi told Ivy what it was.
Yeah.
Yes. So the camping tent. So we're walking. Are we walking at a normal pace? Are we hurrying and scurrying to get up with Rayla? Rayla didn't say that she was waiting. She did kind of just be like, LOL.
I think they're at a brisker clip than they normally would be, just to try and catch up.
Mm-hmm. Does anybody know where Politonia is besides Rayla? Or are we just following the north path?
I would assume Felix does.
Well, I'm going to roll for knowledge. What would that be, Felix?
Yeah, I think Felix would know, probably. Like, if you want to roll for Felix, if he knows. But I think he's the only one who would probably know where it is without needing, like, direction. First roll of the arc!
Woohoo!
It's a 14.
Yeah, so I think Felix knows where Politonia is. I'm going to say that we travel on this, like, northward path for about an hour before it forks off to kind of go, like, northeast or northwest. And so I will have him make a survival check.
Dirty 20.
Yep. So Felix knows that it's northwest. So is he at, like, the front of the party, basically leading?
Probably, yeah. Okay. I think he has to be. Must have his dismay because he wanted to hang out with you guys.
Well, they're probably right next to each other.
Like, oh, nice. Awesome.
The path is wide enough. So obviously there's like trees, right? And lots of greenery and kind of forest on either side. But the path is wide enough that it fits that horse and carriage, and almost a little bit wide enough that like if two were coming, that one would just have to slightly move off to the side of the road to fit another one. So it is a pretty well-traveled wide road. So you go northwest. Does anybody, do you reach back out to Rayla, Varys, or is anybody doing anything as we're kind of moving?
I think just like idle conversation with people as they walk. I don't know how long have they been traveling since the fork in the road?
I would say about an hour before you get to the fork in the road.
I think at a couple of points he like fell back to talk to some of the other guards and stuff and then came back up to join you guys. Like he just getting to another adventuring group.
Okay. Are you like chatting with them? Are you like listening in on like their conversation? Like what's the...
I think like he'll make friendly idle chatter.
Cool.
And then he'll listen to conversations.
There's make as you're kind of idle chattering, make a perception check.
16.
So there's 10 guards that are with you guys. Five of them are Summer Eladrin from the Seelie, and the other five are what you're assuming to be just kind of people who were guards from Olodel. There's a lot of idle, kind of like excited chatter about just in general, I think, about the events of what happened in Olodel. You can already start to hear some like fabrications of stories happening. Does anybody want to make up a rumor?
Alara regularly speaks to ghosts.
Wow.
She's a medium.
Mm-hmm.
And like, this is normal for her.
Okay, so you hear two of the Olodel guards kind of whispering and like pointing up at the front where Alara and Ivy and Felix and Novi are walking.
Motherfuckers.
I think one of them is a younger blue dragonborn talking to a non-binary dwarf who has like salt and pepper black hair kind of like cropped short to their head. And the dragonborn is kind of like leaning down a little bit and he's like, oh yeah, I heard that one. I think they sent her here really because they were afraid that there were ghosts in the dam. And that was kind of what started all of this. She talks to ghosts and she got them out, you know, she helped them move on. So I don't know if they're going to like give her some kind of like award or something when they go back to the Seelie, because, you know, they like to give, you know. And the dwarf who has like a long salt and pepper beard as well. They kind of look up and like raise an eyebrow at the Alara's back, you know, like because she's got her back to them. And they're like, oh, I didn't know. And they shrug. Maybe that's something that happens a lot at their on their plane. So you hear that. You hear that rumor.
Ivy snickers.
Ivy does not hear the rumor. Ivy's in the front.
Damn.
Sorry. Damn,
I think that he quirks an eyebrow. He does not say anything, though, because it's a harmless rumor, really.
Mm-hmm.
But he thinks it's funny.
Mm-hmm. You do also hear two people also from the town, and this is like kind of throughout the hour, right? They're all not happening at the same time. But you do hear some conversation about Lady Ivy. One of the guards is like a tall elf. And she has long, dark hair that's pulled into like a high ponytail. I think they're at the back, like all the way at the back with the wagon, keeping an eye on the wagon. And she says, you know, I really can't believe they really say that she watched her partner drown and didn't do anything. The person that they're talking to, who's like holding the reins of the carriage, goes to say something, and then one of the Seelie guards turns around. Summer Eladrin, I think they're bald. They have no hair. Kind of tall, like maybe 6'2". He turns around and he looks at her and he goes, yeah, she did. And then just keeps walking ahead.
Varys falls into step. Says, no, she did not. And I would be careful of what you're talking about in earshot. She's a lady still. Mind your manners.
The elf woman, her eyes kind of go wide, I think, when she hears, like, that you heard.
Mm-hmm.
The Eladrin then once again turns and looks at you and he goes, yeah, I'm sure you know because you were here, right?
He smiles at him. I don't need to be here to know.
He just, like, he looks at you and he's like, and he scoffs and he keeps walking. And then you hear some other idle chatter that Titania called a meeting for a bunch of town leaders, which I think you guys know, because I think that Velrith had mentioned that to you.
Yeah, he had to go.
And this is coming from one of the Eladrin. And again, it's kind of like idle chatter.
The urge to sock that bald elf. So strong. So strong.
So the five Eladrin guards are walking right behind Ivy. And then the Oladel guards are walking behind the Eladrin guards. They're kind of staying with the cart and the animal and the two horses. There's three guards at the front that Ivy, I think, too, with your passive perception, because they're not talking lowly. They are just having like a conversation. So I think everybody will kind of hear that they're talking about how Titania had called a meeting for a lot of the town leaders. One of the Summer Eladrin. He's talking specifically, I think, to like two other people. But like I said, everyone can hear. I heard she's sending forces all the way like up to the north, that there's tons of Unseelie forces that are like on the move over there. Have you heard much about it? And then another one responds, a woman, an Eladrin woman. And she says, I haven't heard anything, but I'm glad I wasn't called. I heard that it's crawling with priests of corruption up north, like even like close to the Seelie border. I think Alara just looks at you, Ivy, and she's like, the war is coming. Or something, apparently. I guess I shouldn't joke about it, because it really seems like it is.
She shrugs a little bit. Just like a one-shouldered shrug. Honestly, it's hard to believe that anything's going to be different when the war has been coming for so long. But it does feel like something is changing.
I have nothing to compare it to, I guess, right? Like,
mm-hmm.
But it feels like it's happening, unless this is just how it always feels, you know?
Everything is always heightened in the Feywild.
You hear one of the guards behind you says, like, he's like, yeah. And he kind of, like, nods. We travel on. So I think at this point is when we get to the fork in the road. You know, Felix, that you need to go northwest to get towards Politonia. And so we travel on that road, trying to keep a quickened pace.
First, Varys, can you make me a wisdom saving throw?
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. I actually just got, like, nauseous. Oh. Oh, no.
Oh, no?
That's a 2.
Yeah. Okay. So you're walking. I think this is maybe about 20 minutes after your encounter with the bald elf. So you're still a little, like, heated, a little emotional. Not emotional, but heated, right?
Yeah, irritating, and then, for sure.
All of a sudden, your vision goes black, and you get hit with the smell of oleander like a fucking train.
Oh, no.
Really quick, roll me a... What kind of check would be to stay upright?
Dexterity?
Constitution or dexterity.
Okay.
Depending roll, how you want to flavor it.
Roll me a constitution saving throw.
11.
You don't hit the deck. You do stumble, and it feels like you're about to tip over, but you don't.
Mm-hmm.
As this is happening, you're able to steady yourself, and then you hear Aurelius in your mind again.
No.
Yes, bestie. My darling Carolyn, you feel so far away from me. You won't respond to my messages. I think I need to send a reminder on who exactly you belong to. And then you feel like you're being electrocuted. A zap strikes through your body and you take...
Oh boy.
7 points of electricity damage as it just basically like fries your insides.
All right, so...
I do think when you stumble, Alara, like, reaches out and grabs your forearm. Like, itch you okay?
Yeah, so does Ivy stops walking, too.
I think they'll see that his body, like, Alara will know because she uses electricity.
Because she's electrocuted right? herself.
She's electrocuted people before. I think... Fuck you guys.
It's funny.
It's true.
You're like, Alara knows.
Alara gets it.
She knows. She's also electrocuted people before.
Mm-hmm.
Multiple. His body kind of locks like he's being electrocuted,
mm-hmm.
like lifts up a bit, and his vision is like, it's not focused. And I think that he coughs and there's like a little bit of well, just a little bit of blood because he bit the inside of his cheek when it happened.
Mm-hmm.
And he just takes a moment to like catch his breath and listen to has the spell so he can respond. I think that he does respond this time. I think that he says, and the girls will watch him take a deep breath. And he's just like, fuck off. I do not belong to you.
You don't hear words. You feel surprise. And then you hear laughter. And that's it. So with that, the cloying smell of oleander starts to fade away. You get your eyesight back. And you gain control once again of your own body.
Okay. The tension leaves him. And he kind of just blinks a couple times and shakes his head. And then, like, wipes the blood away from his lip.
Are you okay?
For the most part. He's getting more aggressive. Sorry.
He messaged you?
He did.
Did you tell him to fuck off?
I did. He looks really, like, bewildered.
That's valid, yeah.
Yeah. Says, I don't understand how he can physically hurt me through a message, though. That doesn't make any sense to me. Never heard of that before.
I guess if the magic's strong enough, maybe it's amplified because we're in the Fae right now.
It could be.
She grabs your forearm again, and when she does, you feel... First, you hear her nanobots, the little, like, twinkle of her nanobots, because she uncorked the vial. And she squeezes your arm and the nanobots are like swarming around her hand and she's going to heal you for 5 points of healing.
Aw. Yeah. Almost back to the top. To full.
Yay. That's all I got.
He smiles a bit. It's T-Y. Or T-U. That's what
no,
you're saying, right?
T-U, yes. T-U. I almost forgot. Mm-hmm.
If you need more of this, probably a bunch of clerics around. And you do see some of them nod because everybody stopped.
Oh, fuck. Sorry.
When you fell and the two other people stopped, everybody else stopped. Not fell, but when you stumbled, I guess.
Yeah.
The ceiling guards are looking at you strangely.
Yeah, he keeps moving. So as not to draw too much attention more than he already has.
So we keep walking. And we're just following the path. So if there's anything, we're hoping to catch up with Rayla.
I do think after probably like another hour or so.
Mm-hmm.
A shadow falls across the path up ahead and you look up and see just a giant fucking dinosaur. It's Terry the Pteranodon. He's been sent back to see how far back y'all are.
I'm sad.
He sees you, goes, I don't know what Pteranodons sound like.
That's it now. I love that.
Yep, that's it now.
Well, I guess we must be close.
Hopefully.
Alara starts walking a little faster. And shortly after, I think we come to like a little, you know how like some highways have like stop offs where you can like sit and like relax? It's kind of like that. It looks like it's like a spot where people will normally stop to like rest or camp. There's some logs. There's a fire pit. You see Rayla, who is standing there examining one of her hand axes. She is suited up. She's wearing mostly leathers. I think she's got like metal armor on like her shoulders and she's got some like coverage on her arms and her legs. She has a spot on either side of her hips where there's one hand axe on her left and her right side is empty because that's the one that she's inspecting. And she has two scimitars like crossed in an X across her back. You see Raul, he's also wearing similar armor. It's like the silver plate with the black leathers. And he has some, like, purple gems that are kind of, like, on his armor throughout. He's sitting on a log, kind of just, like, staring into the fire. And he looks up when everyone comes and, you know, kind of waves and gives, like, a little smile. And you also see Tice.
Tice is also wearing leathers. She's not wearing any metal, though, because her whole deal is to, like, go through the trees, right? So she's currently hanging up in a tree.
Nice.
Throwing food to Terry, who's on the ground looking up at her.
I love it.
And Terry is also wearing a little dog collar.
Of course he is. So yeah, so we pull up on them. When Rayla sees the party arrive, she like lets go of her hand axe. And when she does, she kind of spins it and then catches it again and then puts it back on her belt loop. She looks at everyone and kind of nods. And then she looks at like the wagon with the horses and like very clear expression on her face of like, what the why?
Ivy winces and just sort of shakes her head. Like, I don't know.
I didn't expect the whole Calvary to be coming with us.
I didn't either.
It's going to make it a little difficult to go quietly, even though I'm not the quietest, and she points at Terry.
who is being adored, like adorably mauled by Felix currently. Like, so many pads. So many pads.
Bia is flying around Terry's head, like inspecting him.
I can't say I'm not grateful for the help.
I thought I told you that I was coming, that we were coming to help, but I guess not. Communication isn't my strong suit sometimes.
She nods.
They also kind of had to clear it with Tanya.
Queen Titania, yes.
Yes, Queen Titania, yes. So...
Your,
my aunt?
She nods.
Did you not know that?
She shakes her head no.
Oh, fair.
Believe it or not, not everybody outside of the capital keeps up with capital news.
No, that's valid. She thinks about saying, like, something to the effect of, like, she knows that she's infamous, but she decides against it. And she's like, you know, that's valid. The capital can be all-consuming, so it gets hard to figure out what does and does not make it out, I guess.
You know, I've never been to the capital.
It's a lot, but with the right guide, it could be fun.
Are you offering to be my guide?
Varys snorts.
Ivy elbows Varys in the solar plexus.
She's like, ow.
I am, if you're ever interested in going.
She smiles. I'm going to keep that in mind. And don't worry, she leans in close and she like kind of whispers. And she goes, don't worry, I didn't go looking for gossip about you or anything like that.
It tends to follow me, so it is what it is.
It's very clear that she was, like, hyper-focused on Ivy. Like, she kind of, like, looked at everyone and gave them, like, a nod, but she immediately kind of honed in on Ivy.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So once that little conversation is done, she kind of, like, steps back a little bit and, like, greets everyone else in a way. And she looks at Felix and she nods, and she looks at Novik and nods, and then kind of to the other guards, who I think she doesn't know the Eladrins as well, but it's clear she's familiar with the old Elgards.
Has she met Varys and Alara yet?
Yes, at the party.
Okay.
She also greets Alara and Varys.
So we're done eating, but I assume you folks want to take a bit to relax and eat some rations? My thought was to push us pretty hard to get to a good camp spot by nightfall.
If anybody has any objections, we can probably take time to eat lunch now if you want to. I was going to have Tice maybe scout ahead just to make sure everything is looking clear.
That works for me. We've been going at a pretty steady clip trying to catch up, so I think a rest for everybody.
Do we slow down for you?
Spears makes a face and just stops. So don't worry about us.
Well, if I knew you were coming with a horse and carriage, I would have halted altogether.
Make a perception check.
Insight?
Yeah, whatever. Insight, perception.
Two?
Yeah.
And she has... Nope, two. Just a two.
Yeah. She can tell that something is bothering Ivy, but she's not sure what it is.
Fair.
Varys lingers back with Alara while Ivy flirts with Rilo.
Alara has been, like, unabashedly just, like, watching the conversation.
Like a tennis match.
And she eventually goes to Varys, like, are they flirting?
He chuckles. Absolutely. Yeah. In a weird roundabout way, I suppose. But yes.
She giggles. It's so hard to tell, but I felt like there was something was happening and I couldn't I couldn't figure out what it was. But it seemed like I shouldn't be watching, but I couldn't stop watching, you know?
I understand.
She's tickled. Like, she's so excited.
The prospect of Ivy flirting with somebody?
Yes.
Yeah.
She's happy for her. Alara sits down on a log and starts taking rations and stuff out of her pockets. If anybody, like, looks at her, she, like, kind of offers one up, you know? And Raul is sitting there. Anybody looking at him, make an insight check.
Maybe he's too focused on Rayla right now.
Natural 20.
Well, I got a 16.
For a natural 20.
I got a 16. Both Alara and Varys notice that he looks a little bit like he's got like a chip on his shoulder almost. He also looks a little bit tired, I think. And Alara's sitting, I think maybe like a, like he like perpendicular to him, like on a log that's like perpendicular. And he's like poking at the fire. Does Varys stay close to Alara or what is he doing?
I think he's gonna stay close to Alara. Give Ivy and Raylos in space.
Yeah. So he kind of looks up Raul, like when Alara sits down and she'll offer him a ration and he shakes his head.
No, I'm all right. I already ate.
Alara nods, hands Varys a ration.
I appreciate that.
Are you okay? She says to Raul. And he goes to answer, but before he does, Rayla overhears. And she's like, oh, don't worry about him. He won't admit that he drank too much last night and he's hungover. Suck it up, Raul. We've got a brother to save. He doesn't smile, though. Like, he doesn't think it's funny. He just kind of shoves at the fire with, like, a stick that he has in his hand. And he's like, Rayla, I told you I barely drank at all last night. And she nods. And then she looks at Ivy and, like, rolls her eyes.
Varys kind of looks at Raul. So if it wasn't the drink that did it, are you just not sleeping well?
He nods.
Sorry to hear.
My brother's not doing so great, and I guess it's just kind of invading my thoughts, you know? But boy, is it... He kind of, like, sighs, you know? It is zapping my energy. Anyway, I'm glad that you all are here to help.
Well, it makes sense to be worried about a sibling, you know?
Definitely something worth keeping you up at night, you know? But we're on the, path to figuring it out, so that's good. And he kind of nods. Does anybody want to do or say anything? Does Tice want to go out and scout ahead?
I think when Terry goes to scout up ahead, Bea is going to go too.
Okay.
Aw.
Love it. So Bea and Terry can both make perception checks.
14.
So I think you guys fly around a bit in that northwest direction. You're flying above the kind of like canopy of trees. It's not very dense, but you don't see anything. Everything looks clear. It looks like a quiet, clear. It's a beautiful day, by the way. Like the temperature is really nice under, like in the shade. It's not too hot, not humid at all. And yeah, everything looks all clear. No sign of like anything that would alarm them.
Such a waste to bring all these guards here for nothing, for no fight.
Well, it's a little early still. I mean, we don't even know. She kind of looks over to... Are Ivy and Rayla just, like, flirting in a corner somewhere? What are they doing?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Flirting that's in my headcanon.
Absolutely.
They're talking, not in a corner, but...
Okay.
I think they're, like, they're waiting for Bea and Terry to come back. So they're just making, like, idle chit-chat.
Well, I think Alara does... She looks over to Ivy and Rayla, and she's just like... So, like, what is the actual mission? You know, are we... I know that we need... We need to try to find like an antitoxin, right? Like we need to try to find the poison so that we can create something to heal everyone.
I from what I understand, that's pretty much what's going on. But also, you know, if there is like an active threat going on over there, we should probably take care of that as well.
So be prepared to fight, but also this could also just be like a search and retrieve type of mission.
A goo retrieval, yes.
A goo retrieval. Well, I have vials for goo, so that's good.
I know. You do. You are tasked with goo retrieval.
Rayla nods. She's like, this is a weird friend dynamic.
Oh, just wait. Rayla, just wait. Rayla at the end of this may be like, I don't actually Ivy's think I can me. Deal with it.
You're great, but this is weird.
You're very pretty, but... This is a brand of weird that I just can't get behind.
They're kind of weird.
Kind of weird?
Mm-hmm.
Just a little. Rayla says, as soon as we find that, I think we need to head out regardless. It's going to be my priority at least. I want to get that back to them as soon as we can. Rin was, this morning when we checked on him, he's getting worse. And she like kind of swallows hard and like looks away. Like she doesn't want to talk about it.
if need be, you can always head out and we can stay behind to get rid of the threat.
She nods. Sounds like we have a plan then. Bia and Terry come back after maybe like 10 or 15 minutes of scouting. And they're like,
yeah, they're talking back and forth.
Novik and Felix are currently doing a balance competition.
On the log?
Yep, on one of the logs. Novik is kind of just like pulling himself up with like three fingers. And Felix is trying to do the same.
Oh my God.
They're seeing how long they can last. Because they got bored.
Obsessed. Amara looks at Varys. Not going to get involved?
No, not today.
I've seen you do some interesting stuff with your workouts in the morning.
Do you often watch me work out in the morning? Quirks an eyebrow.
Her eyes go really wide and she like looks at you and then she just looks away.
He has a shit-eating grin on his face.
Maybe from wherever she is. Just kiss already.
But yeah, so you all can essentially, if you want to take a short rest, you guys eat, you take about 30 minutes to kind of regroup.
Mm-hmm.
And if there's nothing else anybody wants to do, we can get back on the road.
Yeah. I think that's good.
So back on the road. Now that we have Rayla, I will say that any twists and turns in the path, like where the path diverges, she seems really confident with her navigation and directional skills. So we're just kind of following her. The road is still the same width. It still looks pretty well traveled. As we go forward, I think at one point we get to like another fork in the road. We go to the left. And this path does seem to get narrower, but it's still enough for the carriage. It's just like only one can pass. So like if another one needs to pass, they need to fully get off the road, which is kind of like a little bit overgrown, more foresty. Does anybody want to say or do anything? I say we're going to travel for like the next 5 to 7 hours, walking at a steady pace.
I think that just is more of the same. He's just going to talk with his little group and whoever comes near. Novik is staying mature and very stoic. Felix is just having the time of his life, exploring out of the town, doing a quest with y'all. Happy to be invited.
Oh, I bet. I love him so much.
I think that Varys is like doing absent-minded hand motions at some points because he's trying to keep himself brain distracted. Anybody who uses magic will probably recognize them as like some magic components to spells, but that's about it.
Anything for Ivy?
She is going to, I think, go back and forth between talking to Rayla and Alara. Probably try and start a conversation where three of them can all talk, since Varys is like bouncing around.
Yeah, I think Alara is just walking along. She's probably wondering like if she should ask Varys if they're okay with what happened, like with the message. Like obviously he's a little anxious, but she also doesn't know if it's like appropriate, or also like because they're walking with a huge group of people, is it like she doesn't want to like spread his business around? So I think she probably will just make idle conversation as well to try to like distract them. She definitely is complaining about all the walking at some points because like this is a fucking lot of walking.
Mm-hmm. Her and Ivy are commiserating.
Yeah, they're like linked arms and they're just like dragging this behind it. So I think eventually Alara probably does start to, oh my God, they have a cart. At some point Alara gets in the cart.
Ivy and Alara sitting on the back of the cart, swinging their legs.
Like they stop to water the horses at one point and Alara just like nonchalantly makes her way to the back of the cart and like shoves some of the bags and packages over. And she's like, Ivy.
Ivy very quickly walks over, trying to seem so nonchalant.
Hop up here.
She does.
Do you need a boost? Okay. And Lauren gets on the back, too. Need
boost. She gets situated. She digests what you said. She, looks at you like, I do need a boost.
Well, okay. I just didn't know, you know? I was going to, I would have boosted. No, I know. I would have boosted you, though, if you needed it, you know? And she, like, braces with her hands.
Varys.
Yes, Alara.
We're sitting in the cart now.
I saw that.
Do you want to sit with us?
No.
Do you want to walk beside us?
Sure. Quitters.
I mean, odd.
She shrugs.
Yeah.
I didn't know it was a con. Listen, why don't you go up there with Felix and Novik and maybe you guys can walk on
three fingers. Felix in the cart with you? What do you mean?
Oh, Felix is in the car. Hey, Felix.
Yeah. He's very taken in now.
Pops up. Hey, guys.
Yeah. He's like, oh, hey. I didn't realize other people were getting in here. What's up?
Well, we've been walking for like a million years.
Yeah. Tell me about it. I've got little leggies. I don't know if you noticed.
I don't have strong leggies. So, you know.
He nods. He's like, us little folk, you know, which it's hard.
I think at some point Alara reaches into her pocket and takes out do you think she has cards or like dice or like,
of all people who have a gaming set, Novik comes over and hands you some dice.
Yay. Team you, Novik.
Anytime.
Do you want to sit in the cart with us?
No, I'm okay.
They play dice for a while. And then I think at some point they play a game. No, I think like they like bet on like random things that Alara takes out of her pocket that she doesn't care about anymore, or, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, so we travel on, and eventually the sun begins to set beyond the trees. It starts to get darker. And just in time, like Rayla had kind of planned it, we start to creep up on, I don't know if you can even call it a town. The road kind of opens up. There are some like log-built homes. It looks like there is some form of like general store. You can see like a little farmland off in the distance. We kind of pull up to it. There's a fence post for you to like tie off horses and stuff like that. And I think when we get there, Alara kind of like perks up out of the... She probably takes a nap at some point, I feel like. We get to the post and two of the guards are kind of tying off the horses and talking to Rayla, who... It's weird. It's like they'll like defer to Ivy, but also like it's kind of clear that like Rayla is like, this is what I'm doing. So like if everyone mm-hmm. else is doing that, that's great. If not, she's going to kind of continue
mm-hmm.
what she's doing. But I everybody kind of rounds up around like and kind of groups up, I would think. Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. Well, this town does not have an inn. The general store has an apartment on top that they will rent out to people. If there's passerby, they definitely cannot fit all of us. I don't know if anybody wants to sleep in a room. Does Ivy make a face?
Ivy shifts. She doesn't want to sleep on the fucking ground. But she's also not going to be like, me, the princess.
It's okay. Everybody's already thinking it.
I mean, Alara's going to make an insight check. A 10. Does she pick up on it?
Yeah. I mean, Ivy, she's not like actively like deceiving.
Yeah.
And she's standing right next to Alara.
Mm-hmm.
Alara knows Ivy's proclivities.
Yeah.
Ivy does not like sleeping on the ground.
Alara goes, well, you know, I think maybe we should rent it out to like give to the community. So I'm sure some people would like to sleep in a room. I think Felix, too, would know that when parties do pass by, they have a space behind the general store that you can, like a little campground, essentially, if they can't house the people coming through. People don't usually pass through here because the portals are usually working. So people right. will portal from Politone, like, to the bigger towns. So there's not usually a big retinue of people coming through.
Yeah, Felix would be like... So there's actually like a campground out back to you guys where like the rest of us can set up. I feel like it's probably makes sense that Lady Ivy and gang take some of the rooms. Not to force you or anything. I just feel like it would be easier to watch you if you guys were in like the same area, you know?
That's understandable. You know, whatever is...
We're still being guarded?
Of course we're still being guarded, Alara.
I thought we were striking out on our own.
Felix gestures to the overall group.
Yeah, we're expanding our party.
You know, whatever is best for everyone, if you know, if you feel like it'd be easier to watch us if we're all, you know, inside rather than outside on the dirt.
Yeah. I think Novik just kind of nods and is like, okay, well, that makes things easy for us. If you three want to go grab your rooms, folks will go set up a back. And start arranging a watch or two.
Novik would know, too, that tent as stupid and like annoying as it is, could easily house pretty much everybody. So like they could just put up one big tent and all sleep together if they want to. They don't have to.
Yeah.
But that is an option.
One big tent.
Mm-hmm. We could just use the tent. It's, I mean, if they're going to sleep inside, I don't see why we had to put it to waste. We'll come up with an internal and external guard rotation as well. So come on, folks. We'll have a conversation about that.
And the guards follow. And Alara, Varys, and Ivy. Does anybody else go in with them, you think? Or
no, I think they leave them to set up.
Okay.
Actually, no. Felix is going to toddle.
Yeah.
With y'all.
Alara, as they're walking in, she just goes, Doran. And she looks around.
Hmm? You hear something fall on the other side of the room.
Doran. He's here. Okay. I forgot about him for a while. We don't know how far he can come with us, but.
Mm-hmm. He's there.
So the sun is just like setting. Like it's, you still have like those few little rays in the sky. Is like now that you have some clearance, the sky is like that pretty like orangey, like purpley pink color as the sun is starting to set. Or like the last rays are going down.
Mm-hmm.
So this kind of general store is open. You walk in. It's very, very simple. It is a general store, but it's not geared to like adventurers or travelers. It's geared to the people, very clearly geared to the people that live here.
Mm-hmm.
So like when you walk in, there is a kind of counter when you walk in where people can pay for their goods. And then it kind of pushes back. And there are some stools, and it looks like there's like a small kitchen back there. So this might be like a little like restaurant for the town folk. There's a fireplace, and then to the left of the fireplace, there's some stairs that lead upstairs. This is actually a 3-story building, and so you make the assumption that the people who own it probably live here, and then they probably rent out like the top floor.
It's like an Airbnb.
Yeah, there are 3 people in there. One of them is an elderly gray Harrigan woman who is standing behind the counter talking to a very young, very small, like small of stature, tabaxi woman with like a tuxedo pattern. And you can see her profile. She has very large green eyes. And she looks like she is kind of wearing like adventuring, like traveling gear. She definitely doesn't look like she's from here. And she's clutching this like a very small weather journal in her hand and talking very animatedly to this Harrigan woman behind the counter. And then you also see what looks like a person who probably works on the farm wearing like overalls, chewing on a piece of straw. sitting at the bar, and it looks like he's got some hot stew that he's eating.
Hot stew.
And that's what you see.
Ivy walks up to the bar and waits her turn.
The elderly Harrigan behind the counter looks at the tabaxi woman, and she goes, Roxy, does your father know that you're about to be going out on an adventure? Because I don't want to be a tattletale. But I don't think it's safe for you to be running around out there with everything that's been going on. And Roxy kind of blinks her eyes a few times. And she goes, well, I would not say that he knows about it, but I would say he is okay with it. He's encouraging me to explore, and he knows I'm on a mission now. So it'll be fine. Just don't tell him anything. It'll be our little secret. Please don't be a tattletale. Because the woman is just like staring at her with like kind of like an eyebrow raised. I just don't think it's safe. Roxy kind of sighs and like sags a little bit, and she turns around and she looks at the 3 of you. Very clearly adventuring gear, right? Like yeah. Adventurers.
Mm-hmm. Well worn.
And her eyes get really wide, and she like almost like twitches with excitement.
Oh God.
And she's looking up. She's little. She's probably like 3 feet tall.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Oh, by the light of Titania, you're adventurers, aren't you?
a little thrown by the light of Titania. But she nods.
We are. Yes. And it's been safe out there, right? You obviously made it. Are you traveling from very far? Where did you come from? Have you saved any towns lately? Helped any people in need? We just came from Oladel.
She like clutches her journal, and you can tell it's old. It might be as old as her. Like it was like given to her a very long time ago.
Were you there? Did you hear what happened? I heard.
I know news can travel kind of slow here in the Feywild, but I have it on very good authority that there were priests of corruption there. And there was a Piracore. I have never seen a Piracore before in my life. And there were three heroes. One of them was Lady Ivy from the Seely Court, like from the Queen. And she came with these two other people from another plane. One of them was a scientist, and she went in and she helped fix the dam and helped get the Piracore out. And apparently there was this really kind of handsome, really big and tall, strong half-orc person. And he helped make sure everything was safe and helped get everything out. And apparently Lady Ivy got a key to the city. I've never met anyone who has gotten the key to the city before. So I'm going there. Because my plan is, well, my thought is that I would like to meet them, and I wanted to ask them for an autograph. So I'm going to go there. Did you meet them? I'm sorry, did you see them?
Even Alara is like, eyes wide.
Ivy nods slowly. Do you even know what they look like?
Well, I've only seen a portrait of Lady Ivy, but you know Eladrins, they can change what they look like. And I know that the guy was supposed to be really tall, like 6-7 feet, or...
And she looks up and, like, cranes her neck.
Kind of like you, honestly. And I know that the scientist, they said she had red hair and she wore goggles.
And she cocks her head to the side.
Oh.
No way!
Please, does she have the portrait? Like, a copy of the portrait in her journal of Ivy?
She does now.
No. R. Is. Oh, Titania, bless me.
Felix has fucking died in the corner a little bit.
Or she has blessed me. Are you Lady Ivy?
She nods. I am.
She like opens the journal and you see like a couple of like tattered pages fall out onto the floor because it's so old. She flips to a page that has a black and white portrait of Lady Ivy in her summer form, younger.
Can I have your autograph?
She's like a little at a loss for words.
Sure.
She has a pen and she like shoves it at you.
This is so surreal for Varys right now.
She jostles the book a little bit. Mm-hmm. She jostles the book a little bit as it's like thrust into her hands, but yeah, she signs Ivy Nightbreeze Tinker Fay.
She squeals.
In of like her like pretentious court script that she has to use.
Amazing. She grabs it back from you and then she looks at Varys.
I'm sorry, they didn't tell me either of your names. I think in the Fae, they're a little bit more concerned with Lady Ivy of the Seely Court, you know? So I didn't get your names. What is your name? And can you, will you sign your autograph?
She's talking to both of them?
She's talking to Varys right now.
Oh.
Well, both of you, but she was looking. She went to Varys first to get the autograph.
Can I make an insight check?
Yeah.
I want to see. I just, there's some things that he's heard about the Fae and he doesn't know if they're true. And he's like, should I be signing my name on a piece of paper to a random person?
You're much more pragmatic than Ivy is. Ivy's just like...
Ivy's like, yes, darling.
He's paranoid. It's a 19 on the die.
She looks like just a person who is excited to meet her newest heroes.
All right. Kids are his weakness. He's like, sure, absolutely. My name is Varys. And you are Roxy, it is?
I'm Roxy Littleflower.
It's a pleasure, Roxy.
Oh my god.
No, it's mine. It's mine, trust me. I'm nothing compared to... I mean, this is... You know, I was...
I'll take the book and sign it.
She takes it and she grabs it back. And then she thrusts it at Alara. Who is like, Hi, I'm Alara. Alara Spindlespark. Scientist right here. And she signs it and she gives it back. And she, like, is staring at the three signatures.
You saved me a trip, too. So this is actually pretty good. I was heading to Politonia. I was just going to take the portal there over to Oladel, but I was worried that I wasn't going to have enough time to get to Deneglen because the Night of Abundance is coming up, and I really, really wanted to be there for that. I heard there's going to be some adventurers there, too. But now you've made my decision for me. I don't have to go to Oladel because, well, you're all here.
Mm-hmm. And she sighs and, like, drops her shoulders.
Says the portal's also down in Oladel for the foreseeable future.
Oh.
For now. He's just thinking about it. I also believe it's down in Politonia as well.
Woman behind the counter kind of nods her head knowingly. Roxy, I told you, it's getting dangerous out there. I don't think you should leave.
I at least don't think you should go to Politonia. You know, there's a lot of stuff happening over there that I don't think is conducive to, like, a first adventure.
You know, maybe try Vymor.
Vymor?
Right, larger city, but more quests perhaps.
That's a good idea. I just need to figure out now how to get to Deneglen first, because I was planning to portal hop. Because it's safer, you know, the treeportation stations. Way safer than traveling on the road.
True.
But maybe I can find, like, a traveling troop. I'm sure there are plenty of people going there for the festival.
What is the festival for, might I ask?
She looks at you, and then she reaches into her pack, and she pulls out, like, another little notebook, and she flips through the pages.
Well, I was just going because I was hopefully wanting to get a blessing. The Night of Abundance is a festival in Deneglen where essentially the whole town gives thanks to their patron, who keeps their town blessed, and things like that. But on this one night, people can go and kind of also receive a blessing, and they can also potentially, like, learn something about their path or their future. And well, because I really want to get on the road with my adventuring life, you know, I was hoping that if I went, they would be able to tell me if I'm on the right path.
That makes sense. Yeah, it's a good way to start. It sounds nice.
Varys, make an intelligence check.
23.
You sit for a second and you're like, Deneglen, Deneglen, Deneglen. Why would that sound familiar? Doesn't make any sense. And then a stupid little voice that you hate pops into your head. And that voice is someone you met when you first arrived here who threatened to kill you multiple times by the name of Scout.
I actually think that he mutters that name under his fucking breath.
Fucking Scout. Thanks so much for listening. We are grateful for the love and support.
If you're enjoying the show, please consider leaving us a 5-star review and tell your friends about us too. A like, subscribe, or share goes a long way for small creators like us.
If you want more Tales of Three, head over to our Patreon, where we have a ton of free bloopers and episode extras, as well as some paid tiers with even more perks.
Speaking of, we want to give a huge shout out to our Green Fiend Patreon supporters, Michael, Jen Bear, and Sang Luna.
Also, if you join the Red Rogues for $5 a month, you'll get access to RDCC, an after show where we deep dive into character motivations, player reactions, and give a glimpse at our creative process.
And with that, our story pauses here for today. Join us next time as we continue our adventures, and remember, it's never too late to start your own.
Bye! Bye.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to 50 minutes of comment reads. Not right now. It'll probably be 5 for you, but we're on minute 50.
Almost an hour of comment reads.
Episode 51, X is an O, it's a ghost. I literally just read a comment from this.
Mm-hmm.
What a silly, fun, chill episode. The face, where the yikes face 3 times by Sakura Fire. Yeah.
Episode 52, Unique Ways to Work Out, by Sakura Fire. I love how the first 10 minutes of the episode has a mosaic blur, but 20 minutes later, you somehow forget it happened because of the bar scene. Date everything, RDC edition.
That's good.
Incredible.
We were just hearted the comment. I just watched it live get hearted.
Incredible, honestly. Episode 52, Unique Ways to Work Out. Luna, shooting star emoji.
We're not always going to say shitting star.
Shitting star emoji.
But you know what? What does a shooting star shit? Star. It shits glitter. So it would be kind of pretty.
Glitter!
I said shooting star. I know. Thank you.
But one time it sounded like you said shitting, and we just don't. We never let it go now.
I hate you both so much sometimes. All right. Let me fucking talk, please.
No.
Luna shooting star emoji says, just gonna go curl up in a corner. Thanks. Crying emoji. Sorry.
Sorry.
But also, I'm glad it hit you where it was supposed to. You
know? Girl was going through her trauma.
I've been told to read two back to back, so don't come for me. Episode 53. To the dam! Exclamation point. Brackets. Finally. Luna shooting star emoji says, motherfucker. My thirst for Novik has no bounds.
Varys, what do you think about that? As the resident hottie and thirst catcher? I don't know what it would be. Catcher? What are your thoughts?
I understand, I can say it, but it's not for me.
Episode 53, to the dam! Exclamation point in parentheses, finally. Sarkofire says, I feel like the shit has hit the fan, and yet there has been a slow build-up for both more shit and more fans.
Absolutely.
I feel like that could be the tagline of our podcast. Mm-hmm. One of the taglines. One of the taglines.
I think that when we start coming up with, like, if we ever do like a preview thing of like, you should watch RDC. Mm-hmm. Here's what our fans have to say. That's going to go in it.
Well, thank you for leaving comments. We're getting to the end here, so everybody better start leaving more.
Right.
Arc new energy. Arc energy.
That would be a really cool brand name.
NAE?
Yeah.
New
Arc Energy.
Love it. New for like an energy company?
No.
New Arc Energy.
But like an energy drink company.
You lost me.
It's like Big Dick Energy, but New Arc Energy.
New Dick Arc Energy. Energy.
Got Big Dick
Energy. For those energy. Long late night gaming sessions.
With your friends.
With your
early Sunday morning gaming sessions. You heard it here first, folks. Why? What did I do? What's so funny? What is so funny?
Oh no, I just heard myself. I'm hearing myself
right now.
What?
I came out through somebody's microphone.
Why did you get so low now? Oh my god.
I love this. This is so much fun.
Fuck.
Is it? Why were you laughing?
You said off. And my brain went, you need to repeat it right now or you're going to die. So you were like, something off. And I went, off.
Did I say off?
Yeah. You didn't hear it. And Wayra heard it. And then I saw Wayra start laughing. And then I start laughing.
I tried to hide it because you were on a roll. And I was like, oh, no.
You guys were heading off?
Yeah.
That's just how I told.
I know. My brain will snag on certain things, and it's like you have to repeat it, or you're gonna vibrate out of your skin. I don't know what to tell you,
and
that's what happened right there.
Okay, so we're making our way.
Making our way downtown.
Walking fast, paces fast.
I'm so small, I can't see. Sorry.
I thought you said he's so small. I was like, what does that have to do with him knowing where the town is?
No, my character sheet, you ass.
I heard he's so small.
I heard I'm so small. Like,
which is also wrong.
I'm just a little guy.
I'm not a little guy. I'm an average person.
I can't read.
Hi, I'm Wayra. I'm 30 and I never learned how to read. Which is, probably accurate sometimes.
It feels for me accurate sometimes. Like for myself, not for you. He's kind of like scoff. Hold on.
Sorry.
No, it's fine. I just, my mouth made a weird sound when I tried to say snarfs. Yeah. No.
Yes.
My
yes,
boyfriend's bestie. Back and you're gonna be in trouble. Hey,
I think that he does respond this time. I think that he says,
oh.
Wait, let me get my headphones. First time.
I think he's going to respond this time.
What's happening?
I asked, what does it look like? Realized I was muted. And then you continued to be like, it looks like. And I was like, so oh, you thought my aura.
That is so funny. Alara said, well, do you want to say that in character, like, to him, or?
Maybe.
Okay, let me know when you're ready.
I love you so much.
I'll be here.
I love you. I'll be here.
I'll be waiting.
Maybe.